The Back Porch USA, That's My Tune, is brought to you by Anchor FM, your all-in-one podcasting resource. So here we are, out at the old Alton Bridge. It's about 10:30 at night. You can, Ain't nothing special. The girls that we just ran across said they haven't heard nothing. But of course, again, it's only 10:30 at night. I honestly don't think we're going to see anything. But we do have locks that have been put on. I didn't notice these the last time. Apparently, according to what the girls... Where did it go? There it is. Holy shit, I thought it disappeared. You see this one up there, honey?
Yeah.
Alright. Well, I guess I'm going to stand at the end of the bridge. We're all going to stand at the bridge. And we're going to flash the light. Ooh. After we flash the light, we'll do a necrophonic.
Do we have to stand at the, like, on the end of it? Or
yeah,
like...
It says that the, if you stand on one side.
Okay, you ready?
You going to do that one?
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Are you doing it?
You can go ahead and do that one.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
It got warm.
It did get significantly warmer all of a sudden.
Yep, I'm turning my light back on.
Don't be a chicken.
I will be a chicken.
I don't hear nothing. You guys hear anything?
No, it's just still warmer.
I got like goosebumps going down my left side. Rap on it 3 times. We'll try that one.
You can't rightly honk a horn.
Nope. I'm looking for the lady in white. I'm looking for a man with a goat's head.
Anybody out here?
Read that.
Huh?
I read that last time.
Did you?
It just says that it's an old historic site with the date and all of that. You know, the 1800s.
I don't...
Huh?
I don't hear nothing. I don't see nothing down there. Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, as soon as we turn the third light on and off.
It got really hot and my arm feels like it's burning. Just this arm, specifically.
Yeah, it's my left arm too.
Weird. You are a little red.
Yeah, look, in this arm, my right arm's not as red.
No? Hmm. Okay.
I'm not digging this now.
You're not digging it now?
No, I want to go back home.
Alright. Well, honey, you want to start recording and I will do the necrophonic? At this point, I started using the necrophonic app, which is a spirit box app that you can get on your phone. I would appreciate everybody listening to pay attention, and you are part of the eyes and ears of the situation, well, the ears of the situation as well. So if you hear anything that happens during this time, please write in and let me know what you experienced.
Recording. Let's just look around the dark while he's getting ready.
Is there anybody here with us? Anybody here with us?
There's blinking right there, ma'am.
I don't see anything blinking. Look. Where? It's a firefly, dude.
Goatman! It just said Goatman.
It did.
Goatman, where are you?
No, let's go home.
Right here.
Give us a sign.
No.
Can we go home? I really don't want to be here.
I don't want to go.
Goatman, were you hung here?
That's just a car pulling in.
Were you hung here, Goatman? What is your name?
Tyler.
Did you die here?
You're blinding me. If
you want answers.
If I flash my light, will you do something?
Give us a sign. Knock on the bridge.
Did it say I can't?
What was your name?
I'll be right back after a message from this week's sponsor, which I just happened to read.
Well,
I don't know.
I think we're busting it.
I think it's a bust.
I'm not seeing no woman in white.
Go away.
Yep, let's go away. Like I said.
What if I don't want to go away?
That's fine. Too late. It said, that's fine. Too late.
Well, too late for what? You can't attach to me.
Grandma.
Go back.
Yeah, let's go.
What do you think?
I said leave.
Alright.
Please.
Leaving. Yeah, I said leaving.
It keeps saying leave, please. Okay.
Alright, we're gonna leave.
We're gonna say goodbye. You can't follow us. You can't attach to us.
In the name of Jesus.
You're not welcomed.
You must stay here. You cannot go with us. Goodbye.
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 As we began to leave, I decided to go down a trail by myself, and I sent Amy and my nephew up ahead to the car. What I experienced on the trail was all personal. I'm going to play you the audio that I recorded while I was going. But it, again, from what I could tell, I couldn't hear it on the audio. Maybe you can. Right before I asked the question, what, I said, I don't think there's anything out here. And then I swore I heard a male's voice say, leave. While this was happening, my darling wife and my nephew were on their way back up to the car. My nephew was approximately 3 to 4 feet ahead of my wife, each with their own lanterns. And my wife swears up and down, and I believe her because she does not fabricate or exaggerate. She said that as she was walking up the trail, three small human-like figures ran across the trail in front of her. And now this can only signify to one thing for me, is that we're working with the Fae. Fairies in other senses, brownies, little people, elves. And no matter how much you don't want to believe, that makes me believe even more. If my wife saw three figures that stood no more than 4 inches tall, black shadow-like figures run across the trail right in front of her, I believe her. Anyways, I'm going to play for you next my little bit of a journey where I got literally creeped out to the point where I did not want to move any further forward and began walking backwards. Here it is for you, folks. I don't think anything's out here. There's nothing. What? This concludes the
investigation that we performed into the old Alton Bridge. Now take away from it what you will, what you think you may have heard or may not have heard. That is solely up to you. What we do know is we each had some personal experiences ranging from extreme hot temperatures on my wife's left arm to seeing 3 4-inch tall human-like figures run across the path in front of her, to me hearing a voice telling me to leave. We have the spirit box communications. What does that all add up to? Well, it adds up to belief, I guess. Is the old Alton Bridge haunted? Not by what they think they say, or they say that it is. It is not haunted by what they say it is. It is my deep feeling, and yes, I am a believer, that the fae, or the fairies, have collectively gathered along for many decades or centuries or however long along that river crossing, and that they don't want to be bothered. That is what I think. And for those of you who don't know what a fae is, it essentially is a fairy. It is the old world fairies. With that being said, I got nothing left for you. Draw your own conclusions and tell me what you think as well. Eller's out. I'll catch you on the flip side. With that being said, folks, thank you for tuning into the Back Porch USA and for your continuing support. It's awesome. I love you guys. You can reach out to me with a voice message here on Anchor FM on the homepage for TBP-USA. You know it, the Back Porch USA. You can also contact me via email, thebackporchusa@gmail.com, with your feedback, stories, ideas, and #meatburger moments. Again, I love you all. Thank you. Have a good night.